This is the Border Patrol on Sports Radio 810 WHB. Yeah. It's Monday, October 23rd, 2017. We've been talking about the showdown for relief, raising, what are we, over $2 million? Right around $2 million, whatever it was fantastic. Thank you to all the people that helped make that possible with the Coors Light Fan Fest and everything else that took place yesterday down at P&L and in Sprint Center. It was awesome. Right now we're going to switch gears and talk some football with the coach, Herm Edwards from ESPN. And coach, we did not obviously get a chance to talk to you about that last Chiefs game, that heartbreaking loss in Oakland. Yeah. What was your takeaway from what you saw between the Chiefs and the Raiders on Thursday night?
It was a great game to watch. I mean, if you were a fan of football, that's one of those where as soon as you think you've seen everything in football, and I thought I've seen a lot in my years of covering and playing, the ending of it was like, wow, are you kidding me? But when you see it all unfold, it was a game of possessions, especially in the fourth quarter. Kansas City had three possessions and came out with two possessions, came out with no points. The Raiders had three possessions and came out with 10 points. It was a game of big plays where basically the Raiders, I thought they would try to use the attack that Pittsburgh had used against Kansas City Chiefs on that last time they played them on the Monday night, and not so fast. They went back and threw it 52 times. Now, with that being said, going into that game, teams that had thrown the ball 50 or more times, their record was 2-14. Well, Carr managed to win, and he knows how to win in the fourth quarter. I think we've talked about this all year covering the Chiefs. Highly penalized football team, these Kansas City Chiefs. And the thing you know about them, when you watch them play, they're dynamic on offense, have big playmakers, which showed up for the most part. Defensively, they have some playmakers, and if they don't sack the quarterback or take the ball away, you can move the ball on this defense. They went back 52 times, no one sacked the quarterback. Didn't have any takeaways. And then the fouls. The fouls were their demise at the end. They gave them two fouls, extended the plays. That was not good. I mean, their better player in the secondary, Peters, had an atrocious penalty. The 47-yard pass interference call, I mean, for a guy that plays the ball and is as good as he is, that shouldn't happen. You know, it wasn't even his guy. All he had to do was go over there and play the ball, and he probably would have intercepted it. But he gets a big foul there. That turns into a touchdown. Obviously, we know what happened with him and Carr. But at the end, it was a game where the Raiders just kept throwing it, figuring, you know what, if we go down, we're going down with our best player. We're going to throw it 50-plus times and see what happens.
Coach, you coached with Bob Sutton. He was on your staff with the Jets. And, you know, whenever a team loses, fans want to blame somebody. So Bob Sutton's name has come up. So I want to ask you, with this defense, you talked about some of the deficiencies when they don't get to the quarterback, they don't create turnovers, they have some issues. Are there adjustments that can be made based on what you've seen? What can Bob Sutton do to maybe shore this defense up? Or, if you consider the loss of Eric Berry, is this personnel based, and they're just going to have to figure out a way to get it done, and there's not a whole lot of adjustments that they can make?
Well, here's where they sit, and Sorensen, you know, he comes in and plays in the box, and you saw what Pittsburgh did. The whole attack was in Sorensen when they ran the ball when he came in the box, and they ran it right at him. That's not his fault. There's a reason that he's not the starting safety. There's a reason that Eric Berry is a starting safety. Now, he's hurt. So this kid has gone in there and done a yeoman's job, but at times he is outmatched because of the scheme or just talent-wise. And that's not his fault, okay? That's not his fault. But that's the best guy they got. He does a tremendous job when he's asked to go in there and play, and he's done a pretty good job. But he is the attack point when you watch him come in the box. Now, what they did this week, compared to what they did against the Pittsburgh Steelers, they stayed with their nickel personnel for the most part and put him in the box. They changed the front this time to stop the Raiders from running, which helped them some. But in coverage, he still is one of the weak links. He's not the only one back there now. There's a few guys that they have an attack. When they throw the ball, we're going at these individual players. Most of the times they stay away from Peters, so everyone else is going to get the work. And, you know, this is what teams are doing. If you're light in the box, you bring Sorensen down, we're running it. If you play coverage, there's certain guys, there's three guys back there that we're going to find a way when they're in one-on-one situations to throw the ball at them.
So, Coach, I think the thing that concerns Chiefs fans the most, not to overreact to one game that, let's face it, it could have gone either way at the end, but this is a trend. Like you said, they will give up yards. They are 29th in the NFL in yards allowed per game defensively. And like you said, if they don't get pressure on the quarterback, they don't create turnovers, their defense has got some serious problems right now. How big of a limitation, because we're talking the expectation level for this Chiefs team is not can they win the division and get to the playoffs, it's can they take that next step? Can they win in the playoffs? Can they get to an AFC championship game for the first time since, 1994 or whatever? How big of a limitation is this defense going to be in that effort?
Well, here's how the National Football League goes anymore. Most teams don't want to run the ball. So you give people run yards because they just kind of like, okay, they're not going to stick with the run. No, we're going to throw it. And Kansas City, the way they can score, they get you out of the run game because all of a sudden you feel like, you know what, we're down two scores, we got to score. Now, that didn't used to be the Chiefs of old. Now, this is why Andy all of a sudden and Alex Smith and those guys are throwing the ball more vertical than they ever have. See, no one's mentioning that. So why has this offense changed? Well, because you have a defense that basically – the way they're built, they're going to give up yards, and they're going to give up points. Now, what they generally do, they play really good in the red zone. And so if you play good in the red zone, you're giving up 3 points rather than 7 points. So, you know, most teams are anymore, because of the spread offense, you're outnumbered with your athletes. You know, when the offense can put more athletes than you can put defenders on the field that have more talent, you got a problem. So then what do you have to do? You can't match up in man-to-man because it's too easy to throw. You got to match up in zone. Well, in zone, there's a lot of holes in zone. And if you don't get pressure in zone, and this is what Bob does, if you watch him, there are a lot of three-man rush, okay, because they're taking another rusher and actually putting him in avoided zone back there to make the quarterback hold the ball. So all these things are part of the equation when you play these guys. And then, you know, they just – look, let's give the other teams some credit, too. I mean, they hit two good teams. I mean, Pittsburgh is sitting at 5-2 now. We knew that Pittsburgh wasn't going to keep playing the way they were playing. They're pretty stout. And that's a bad matchup for the Chiefs. Like, New England, their bad matchup was the Chiefs. The Chiefs' bad matchup is Pittsburgh Steelers. So I think as you talk about this playoff scenario, who are you going to play in the playoffs? I think that's bigger than anything. Who are you going to play? Because that will determine if you continue to win in the playoffs and get to the big game or not.
Well, we know who they're going to play on Monday Night Football a week from tonight, and that's the Denver Broncos at Arrowhead Stadium, and the Chargers shut the Broncos out 21-0. And so, Coach, They won at the New York Giants. We didn't think that was much, but then they won at the Raiders, and now they shut out the Broncos. Tell me what you think of the Chargers coming out of this game, and then the Broncos as they head to Arrowhead Stadium to face a rested Chiefs team next Monday night.
Well, the Broncos, like we say, when we got into this conversation, every team has flaws. Their flaw is this. They are not built to play from behind and have the quarterback drop back and throw the football. When they do that, all bets are off. That's not who they are. In the last 2 weeks, Simeon has had to go back and play drop back quarterback. That's not who he is. He's a play action guy. They want to set it up through the run. That's how they play. So when you think about how they lost, it's Simeon trying to bring them back from deficits. Can't do that. That's not who he is. the Giants exposed that. And I said, you know, I picked San Diego to win this week. I said, San Diego now, you know, they're a team that you mess around with these guys and they get this lead, you got problems. Because they got two edge rushers that can knock the quarterback down now. This Bosa and Ingram, oh boy, they're pretty dynamic. Those guys, you know, this division has some pretty good pass rushers. You got Houston, you got Jones, you got the kid of Mack up and with the Raiders. I mean, you got some guys that can rush the passer in this division. Von Miller, I mean, goodness sake, might be the best set of pass rushers in football in this division. You know, rightly so, because they understand. You know, you have to try to play within your division. What is strong in your division? It's pass rushers. And so when you look at the Chargers now, they're one of those teams, and you know, they were sitting in a place where they hadn't won a game in that stadium, and the Denver Broncos guys, I think, are 0-4 now in a row. The Denver Broncos' big advantage was at home, but all of a sudden that wasn't an advantage because the Giants get ahead of them, and they got a throw. So they're trying to figure out who they are too, but I know who they are. I just told you who Denver is. That's who they are. That quarterback ain't going to change.
All right, Coach, speaking of quarterbacks, I've got to ask you about this story about DeShone Kizer.
Yeah.
With the Cleveland Browns. Look, he got pulled in the game yesterday after throwing a couple of bad picks, but the bigger story out of the game seems to be this news report of a video of DeShone Kizer out until about 1:30 in the morning at least. On a Saturday morning, so that's a Friday night, Saturday morning. So it wasn't like it was the day before the game, but it was 2 days before the game. And the day before the last day of preparation for a game, he's admitted he was out. You're a head coach. You've coached young quarterbacks. How big of a concern would this be for you if you had your rookie quarterback and a lot invested in him and you found out he's out partying on a late Friday night, Saturday morning on a game week?
Well, I'd be more concerned if it was a veteran guy, because they know better. And this kid, you know, he's a kid. I mean, he should have stayed in college one more year, to be quite honest, but he didn't. We knew that him, when he came out, he was a little bit immature, and that's showing. And it's showing in this sense, too. You know, sometimes when we get in stressful moments, we do things like this to alleviate the stress. Remember, I said before, this guy sits on the ashes of 20 quarterbacks before him. Every time Carson Wentz and Deshaun Watson play well, guess what? Every fan in Cleveland says, why didn't we draft those guys? Why did we draft this guy? So he's dealing with all that, too. He's dealing with those whispers, right? And so you can imagine how much pressure's on this guy. And maybe you has just gotten to the point now, the guy's, what, he's turned it over, what, 11 times now? You know, and or maybe more than that. And the problem is, how do you deal with pressure? How do you deal with pressure? What do to alleviate pressure? And, you know, it's not like this team is a well-oiled machine and they've won a lot. They've got a few veterans on there. But really, they don't know how to win yet. And so with all that being said, when you lose and you lose the way these guys have lost, they're 0-7 now, and you can go back to last year, what do guys do? You know, so I think you're trying to save this guy's career and you know, bring some discipline to him and say, you know what, you're the quarterback. You can't. Are you kidding me? What are you doing? So, you know, sometimes you got to sit him down.
Herm Edwards is our guest. Coach, tonight, a couple of teams that the Chiefs were able to get tough victories over, the Washington Redskins at the Philadelphia Eagles. This looks like it's going to be a hell of a matchup, and a matchup between two really good quarterbacks. What do you expect tonight from Monday Night Football?
Well, it ought to be a good one, and I think if you're Washington, you know where you sit. I mean, you sit now in a position where this is a big game for you. You know, it's your sixth game. You're playing a division opponent. Dallas obviously won this week. You know, they're sitting there at 4-2. The Eagles are 5-1, kind of control the division. So I think this is a game where they might be missing a corner or two. This is a tough spot for these guys. It's a tough spot. Eagles are playing well. They're very balanced on offense, especially. Defensively, you know, they got a nice front seven. They can, boy, you guys know, you watched them. I mean, some people will say a play or two, and basically they could be undefeated because they could have beat Kansas City. And you, if you look at the game, people will say, hey, man, they could have, and you could say the same thing for Washington. Maybe if Dotson catches that ball in the fourth quarter there toward the end, maybe it's a different outcome. So I think both these teams understand how important it is. Anytime you play in a division, it would be great if Washington could win, you know, because always those division games are important. But right now, the Eagles, they control their destiny. They really do. They control their spot in the playoffs. If they want to play it all the way through at home, all they got to do is keep winning.
Coach, as always, thanks for the time. We'll talk to you next week.
Thank you, Nick.
That is Herm Edwards from ESPN. Next Monday, we will have him on live to preview the Chiefs and the Broncos on Monday Night Football. Back after this on WHB.